Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
The older we get, the more we come to realize that everything in life changes. Friends and family come and go. Our children, our grandchildren grow up and they have a life of their own. And as we look in the mirror, we see changes in our appearance, changes in our health. And we realize that we are just dust. In our frailty, we are just a mere breath. We're here today, and we're gone tomorrow. And many of the things that we chased after at one time do not seem so important anymore. They seem almost inconsequential because we realize that it is like chasing after the wind. And so the reality of eternity becomes more important to us because we realize that there is more of life on this earth that is behind us, that is in our past, than there is in front of us, in our future. A sobering thought, isn't it? And as we come to Psalm 39, the psalmist David seems to have come to that point in his life. And so, he has no other place to go except to the Lord. And so in verse 1 of Psalm 39, he says, I have said to myself, I'm determined to honor the Lord for the rest of my days. This is the priority of my life. So I have made a promise to him that I will guard my ways, derech in Hebrew, like a soldier on the wall of a city. I will stay alert. I will be careful so that I might not sin and bring disgrace to the name of the Lord with my tongue, with careless conversation, with inappropriate and deceptive and manipulative words, with words that should not be spoken at all. So I will guard my mouth as if I am wearing a muzzle. I will remain silent while the wicked are in my presence, for I do not want to give them any excuse to question the ways of God. As they hear my words and his glory is diminished because of me. So the psalmist tells us in verse 2, here is what happened. I was mute, alam in Hebrew. I was waiting in silence, a difficult thing for some of us to do. I refrained even from a word that was good. Nothing at all came out of my mouth for fear I would say something that would not honor the Lord. But then my sorrow, ke'ev in Hebrew, the heaviness of my pain and of my distress grew worse. My heart was hot within me, hamam in Hebrew. Perplexity and grief burned within me, and I wondered, why do the wicked seem to be at ease? while those who seek to live for the Lord are in anguish. And while I was musing on these things, he says, Hagig in Hebrew, while I was groaning and murmuring, the fire continued to burn within me. And the more that I focused on my grief, the worse it got. So then I turned my attention to the Lord. And I spoke to him with my tongue. I cried out to him. And I said, how long will this nightmare go on and on without an end? Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has a perspective on many things. And everyone thinks that his opinion is the right perspective. But only you, Lord, have the right answer. And so in verse 4, the psalmist says, Lord, make me to know and to understand my end. Gates in Hebrew, the limit of my life on this earth. The extent, midah, the measure of my days. Let me know and understand how transient, hadal, how frail I really am. Behold, the psalmist says in verse 5, after all is said and done, the fact is that you, Lord, have made the days of my life as short as handbreadths. Tefach in Hebrew. Like the distance across the palm of my hand. And so my lifetime is as nothing in your sight when it is compared to eternity. Surely, truly, every man and every woman at their best, natsav in Hebrew, standing firm in their health, and in their youth, is still like a mere breath. Hevah in Hebrew, like a puff of smoke. Life is short. We are just a mere breath. We are just a breath away from eternity. So we cannot afford to waste even a moment of time because we do not know when our time on this earth will end. Seleh, it says in Hebrew at the end of verse 5. Pause for a moment and think about these things. And pray, as Moses prayed in Psalm 90, where he said, Lord, you are our teacher. Show us, instruct us how to number our days, how to diligently make the most of our time on this earth, for our time here is uncertain to us. But we know that our times are in your hands, Lord. So we cannot delay. We must present to you a heart of wisdom and apply ourselves to the things that are eternal. Surely, truly, the psalmist continues in verse 6, every man, everyone, great and small, rich and poor, young and old, all of us walk about like a shadow, selem in Hebrew, like a mirage. Surely we make an uproar in vain, hama in Hebrew, we fuss and we fume and we fight and we are in turmoil. For nothing he says, because our lives will soon pass into eternity. Yet, we heap up riches and all kinds of things for ourselves. But the fact is, the psalmist points out, we do not know who will gather them. Asaf in Hebrew. Who will carry them away and who will enjoy them for themselves when we are gone and we leave all of those things behind. We're living on borrowed time. And this world is just a bunch of noise when it is compared to the harmony of the melody that is found in eternity, in the glory of heaven. And so in verse 7, in light of this truth, the psalmist turns to God and he says, now, Lord, for what do I wait? Where can I put my trust? My hope, my only hope, my confidence is in you and in you alone. Because the storms of life will not wash away the one who rests in you. Deliver me, he says in verse 8. Natsal in Hebrew. Give me freedom. Freedom from all of my transgressions. Freedom from all of my sins. Freedom that is found only in Christ. And do not allow me to become a reproach, he says. Herpa, a disgrace. Even to the foolish, to those who only trust in themselves and not in you, those who ridicule me and who laugh at me in my difficulties because I trust in you. So I've become silent. The psalmist says in verse 9, I am speechless. I do not open my mouth at all because it is you who has determined the way that I take. So in verse 10, David prays and he says, Lord, I'm exhausted. I am at the end of what I can bear. Remove your plague from me, he pleads. Negeh in Hebrew. Take away your affliction and your chastening, which has been brought upon me because of the opposition of your hand upon me. Lord, I am perishing. Kalah in Hebrew. I'm wasting away because of your reproofs, because of your discipline. Lord, I know that in your wisdom, you chasten a man and correct him for iniquity. You consume him like a moth consumes a garment. And what you consume, masa, what you dissolve and take away is precious to him. But you know what is best, Lord. Surely, every man is transient. We are just a mere breath. Selah, the psalmist says again, this time at the end of verse 11. Pause once more and consider your life. Consider eternity. In light of these things, hear my prayer, O Lord, the psalmist cries out in verse 12, and give ear to my cry for help. Do not be silent. Do not be unmoved by my tears. Do not ignore me. For I am a stranger in this world, unknown by the world, yet known by you. I have no one except for you. I'm a sojourner, toshav in Hebrew. I'm a wanderer, like my forefathers before me. Lord, the world treats you like an unwelcome stranger, the world that you have created. And so they treat me in the same way. So, Lord, turn your gaze of anger away from me. Spare me. Strengthen me so that I might smile again before I depart from this world and I am seen here no more. And I go home to be with you. So, though our time here on this earth is just a mere breath, there is good news. There is hope beyond the grave in Christ Jesus, our Lord, forever. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.